Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into Kia Studios. This is John Chukwu Show with you here on a Thursday. Don't forget about our Radio.com app. Get that downloaded on your device. We know that you're not always in the car nowadays, so make sure to be a part of the show and listen back to anything in real time over the past 24 hours. 404-741-0929. That's the phone line. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text. We ask you about the phone line because Jarvis will take calls this segment. So want to get your thoughts because I thought it was, you know, it was kind of a fait accompli that this was going to happen. And a lot of places have already kind of been doing this, but Mayor Bottoms put out a executive order today that was shutting down gymnasiums, shutting down bars and restaurants. For bars and restaurants, only takeout food will be available at those places. We also saw today, too, that the College Football Hall of Fame made it official that they were going to shut down to at least the end of March, and then we'll reassess there. So we already talked about sports and, you know, not being on TV. But, you know, I've been saying, you know, as the weather is getting warmer, you saw today it was like 80 degrees outside. You know, how are you handling this, you know, self-quarantining, can't go to restaurants and hang out? I mean, think about Atlanta. We're such a patio town, right? We love restaurants that have a patio and go sit outside and happy hour and go get some drinks and all these different things. You know, that's not going to be there as we're, you know, into spring. You know, we're now into springtime, as we're now officially, you know, into the earliest spring that we've had in, you know, what do we say, 124 years or what have you. So, you know, with all the things that we're used to in Atlanta, what do? You can't go hang out and, you know, get a drink. You can't hang out with more than 10 people at a time. You know, it's a whole new world. Now, I've joked about the fact that, you know, right now I'm gone about, you know, I'm gone and tied up about 17 and a half hours a day. You know, I get up at 5:30, out the door at 6:30 in the morning, and home, you know, close to midnight. So there is no, wouldn't matter if there was any bans or coronavirus or anything that was into effect at this point. You know, we're running all the time. And, you know, and certainly that's one of the changes that, you know, we've had without Hawks, without Atlanta United, is the fact that we're on now all the time. You know, we're on. And we're going to have Alicia Roberts coming up next on the show with CBS 46. She's an anchor and reporter for CBS 46. And, you know, I want to try to keep you all informed about the things going on and, you know, what they're hearing. So, you know, some of these folks that are in the news media, we're going to try to do this on a little bit more regular basis, you know, to try to keep you entertained and informed out of it without getting into, you know, too much crazy talk about it, but, you know, try to give you some good information and about, you know, where we're at. And I talked at the start of the show about the fact that, you know, these school kids may not end up back in school. We got the email that said that, you know, they're going to take another week off and then have spring break. Well, you know, in Cherokee County, I don't know what all the other counties are doing, but in Cherokee County, they're, you know, going to be out 4 weeks. Alicia's going to talk about the fact that, I guess it's in South Fulton, they've already done some curfews and things like that. out there. I mean, you know, there's and the question really becomes is, have we reached the apex? You know, is this kind of the peak of what we're going to have to go through? Or are there going to be more things? You know, or are we going to have to kind of be forced to self-quarantine? You know, I hope it doesn't become Italy or Spain, okay? I don't want something like that, you know, where basically everybody's just standing on the balcony and you're not allowed on the streets and the police are roaming the streets and keeping everybody off and things like that. I hope it's not getting to that point, but it may. I mean, we don't know where we're at or what the thought process is. And, you know, the governor brought up a couple of thousand troops from the National Guard to help out with all this. And you can call me a conspiracy theorist, you know, all you want, but you don't bring up the National Guard to just, you know, hand out, you know, candy and snacks to folks. You know, that's not what you know, that's not the best use of the National Guard. Yeah, I get it. They do other things, but miss me with all that, okay? I have lived a few years, you know, on this. I get it. So, you know, if you want to give your thoughts about how are you handling all this, I've been seeing some folks on Twitter that, you know, are talking about people that live in neighborhoods and things like that. You know, a little bit more sense of neighborhood. You know, obviously, you're spending a lot of time with your children if you're parents now. I don't know. You know, honestly, I don't know how two working parents manage to do it. Because I can tell you, my ex-wife and I are trying to figure all of this out. And I'm busier now than I've ever been. Like I said, I'm gone 17 and a half hours a day. You know, there's not a whole lot of time. And I literally have to, like, take off unpaid time, you know, to be able to kind of help out and do some things. And we'll be here. And I can tell you that, you know, I don't know if we're letting the cat out of the bag or anything like that. But, you know, if we have to go remote, we are set up and able to go remote. So even if we were self-quarantined, we won't miss a beat. We've already tested the technology and we've all got the devices and technology and all that and tested it and listened and it's all good. I can right now today, I can leave the studio right now, drive home and do the show. In fact, I can do the show from my car. I can do the show when I get home. We've got everything set up to do it. So we won't miss a beat with y'all. We'll be here, you know, no matter what, good, bad, or ugly for whatever happens out there. But it's a crazy time. And I got a buddy that's, you know, my good friend Christian. You guys know, you know, you've heard me talk about my buddy Christian up at Maid in Alpharetta. You know, he's a bartender. You know, his income is drastically being reduced and they're closing up shop and, you know, doesn't know what he's going to do for the next, you know, few months. I mean, it's a lot to have to process for a lot of folks. And what was the name of the place? Oh, because Rob Tribble was texting me last night. I meant to mention this last night when he texted me. U-Joint, I guess, what is it? Universal Joint in Decatur. He said they're struggling right now, but they've got their food bar open. Obviously, the bar is not open, but you can get food, you can get takeout and stuff like that. So, you know, I hope these local businesses, you know, are able to still find ways, you know, to generate income and to stay open and do enough viable business to, you know, to help themselves out. You know, it's a strange time. I can't say that I remember a time like this when you've had this kind of closure. I mean, it's one thing if you have a storm come through or an ice storm, things like that. You know that's a very short turnaround, especially in Atlanta. We've been through enough storms in 27 years here in Atlanta. You know that there are short-term things like that can happen where we get iced in for a few days, but you know it never lasts in this town. It's not like being up in the Northeast where it could last weeks. It never lasts. You might get 3 days, 4 days at most, and then everybody's back. And believe me, the first chance that everybody gets back to get on the roads, they start driving again. And in this town, you know, with it being a patio town and a get outside in the good weather town, and now the weather, as it starts to turn and we move out of winter and head into springtime, you know, I wonder how much people are going to be willing to quarantine. I've been saying that in our bullpen area is that, You know, we're just not a town that likes to just stay inside and do nothing. We have too many options of too many things. I don't care if they do cancel the Dogwood Festival at Piedmont Park. People want to get out there. People don't need an excuse to go to Piedmont Park or want to go to the Botanical Gardens and get outside or whatever your activity is. You still see people, all kinds of people running up and down the streets, right? No matter what part of town you live in, the joggers at the park, the walkers, you know, everybody that's, you know, out getting their fitness on. So people that can't go to the gym, they'll still find a way to get things done. They'll still find a way to get some running and get some cardio in, things like that, soak up the sunshine. People are just not going to want to just arbitrarily stay indoors and, you know, be cooped up in all this. So it is a fascinating dynamic right now. It's, like I said, it's kind of uncharted territory. And I think for most of us, what really is the toughest part is wrapping our arms around as to how long. You know, it'd be one thing if the mayor or the governor said, you know, come out and said, look, we're going to do this for X amount of days or X amount of weeks, and this is what we're going to do, and this is the date where it's all going to come back to normal, right? You'd probably feel a lot better. But it's the not knowing part of it that I think for a lot of people, you know, they're not sure of. And Jarvis was telling me that he was at the grocery store and he's hearing that people are still hoarding supplies. I don't know what for, but if you haven't, you know, if you've already been hoarding and you feel like you have to hoard more, you know, I don't think we're going to be locked up for, you know, months on end. Maybe the worst is that, you know, we quarantine for a couple of weeks or something, maybe a few weeks, but, you know, it's tough out there, you know, and certainly, you know, our bartenders and waitresses and things like that rely on tips. I saw where the Wynn Hotels out in Las Vegas, they're going to compensate, including tips, for all of their service workers, you know, bartenders and waiters and you know, bar backs or whatever, bus boys, whatever like that, that lives off salary and tips that the Wynn properties out in Vegas. Because, you know, Vegas has shut down everything. They've shut down their hotels. They've shut down casinos. I mean, imagine being in Las Vegas right now. What would you do? No shows, no hotel, no casinos, no nothing to do out there. All right, when we get back, Alicia Roberts from CBS 46 is going to join us. She'll give us some thoughts about the latest of what's going on around Atlanta. We'll hear from her next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game, and the Radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuck Reese Show. Coming to you live on a Thursday night. Well, obviously, still lots of breaking news going on around the country, around Atlanta. And, you know, we certainly feel a little bit of a responsibility here on our show to try to keep you informed, try to keep you abreast of what is going on and kind of help you navigate through all of the waters of what we're facing here. Not just, you know, as Americans, but as Atlantans as well. Let's go out to the waitfor.com hotline. We are joined by Alicia Roberts. She works for CBS 46. She's an anchor, a reporter for them. You can follow her on Twitter to keep up with all the latest goings on. She's at A Roberts, CBS 46. Alicia, really appreciate the time. Thank you for jumping on with me this evening.
John, great to be with you. An important time, right, for us to talk about some pretty significant news that's affecting us all.
Yeah,
needless to say, right?
Absolutely. And of course, today we got a big announcement from the mayor that you know, local bars and restaurants, except for takeout services, will be closed. Gyms, workout facilities are going to be closed. We also got news that the College Football Hall of Fame was going to close its doors at least through March. Let me start by asking, you know, if you all have had a chance to kind of talk to some of the local businesses, you know, here in Atlanta, the feedback you're getting, how much of a dramatic effect and kind of how scared some of these businesses are when the mayor and the governor is kind of telling everybody you just have to kind of shut down or just be on a very limited basis right now.
Yeah, I mean, needless to say, I think the word is scary, unsettling, concerning, all of the above for any businesses out there, large and small. I mean, Delta today announced that they were going to have to cut capacity, and, you know, they haven't announced any workforce cuts yet, but that's certainly on the mind of a lot of employees there. So it doesn't matter if you're, you know, have 10 employees or 10,000, certainly this is unsettling. And I think perhaps what we're hearing more and more is when we talk to some of these local businesses, it's the uncertainty, right? Like, let's just say this was a hurricane or a weather event. You know that after the hurricane comes, it's going to to pass, and, you know, a couple days from then you might be able to reopen. There's this kind of unsettling feeling, I think, that's blanket statement across right now, where folks don't know if this is going to be 2 weeks, 2 months, you know, how long. And that's what's so difficult, I think, for all of us, whether you're trying to manage your household finances or manage a business, to necessarily foresee and try to plan for right now. And you can feel for so many families that are impacted by that, that don't have the protection right now necessarily. And certainly the federal government working to remedy some of that, but in many cases right now, they're, you know, taking it day by day.
Alicia, do you get the sense in from what you're hearing out of the mayor's office or the governor's office or even obviously nationally that maybe some of the things that are being put in place are starting to apex, or do you still think that there is more room for, you know, I don't want to say forced quarantining or curfews, but I mean, there certainly are additional things that could be done to try to keep people away from one another, for lack of a better term. Do you think we're kind of apexing, or do you still think that we're kind of on the upward, you know, ascent of what we may be seeing?
That's the hard question to answer. And I would say that too, because I think in many cases we have a lot of incomplete data right now. And that's what's challenging from our leaders at the federal level to the local level. I can say, you know, the city of South Fulton has already put curfews in place that run starting at 9 o'clock every night. Obviously the mayor issuing the executive order today, shutting down health clubs and public gathering places here. I think right now the call for safety is that our leaders are really going to do what they need to do, whatever that means, to keep us all safe. So, I mean, Vice President Mike Pence today saying, don't be surprised to see more cases reported as more testing becomes available. I would suggest that the data right now would tell you that we're probably still going to see an uptick in some of the numbers and the cases reported, whether or not means that we're going to see additional closures at the state and city level. That's hard to say. I wouldn't be surprised if that did happen. But again, I think everybody is really taking this, in some cases day by day, and in some cases hour by hour, right? The information is changing so quickly.
Alicia Roberts, anchor and reporter for CBS 46 News, joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're starting to see some of these like drive-through pop-up testing facilities that are coming up in certain counties and things like that. Yeah. Does it feel like within the state of Georgia, I know that's been a big complaint, concern, the inability to test very many people. Are we starting to see the availability? I know you have to qualify, but are we starting to see the availability and ease of folks being able to get tested starting to really increase in the state?
And that is the hope right now, and certainly that's what we're being promised. More and more testing will become available. We've also heard from the president that self-testing might become an option as well, too, so more people can take advantage of it. I do think it's limited. We reported this morning about a mom who said she has been self-quarantining herself, I guess self-isolating herself for 9 days now. She's still not feeling better, and she's struggling to find a testing site. So, yes, on one hand, I think the number of testing sites that are going to be available are going to continue to go up, and that is a good thing. But I would also suggest that at this point in time, from the people that we're talking to, and I speak firsthand, you know, my sister is an emergency room nurse. My brother-in-law is a firefighter. I do hear in many cases that some of those people on the front lines might not have access to the testing, and that is concerning to hear.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show. It's right on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're being joined by Alicia Roberts, anchor reporter for CBS 46 News, and she's helping us try to navigate the waters of all of the things going on around Atlanta right now. So, Alicia, obviously, schools all across the state closed down. Also, to spring break for this level of schools. I know colleges and things like that are on spring break, but when you talk about middle schools and high schools and elementary schools, spring break coming up, even though, you know, the analytics, if you will, say that children are not at the same risk as other, you know, age groups and things like that, do you think that there's going to be, you know, a more heightened sense of, what do I want to say, that there will be it will be a lot longer rather than sooner that we will see schools try to get back into any normal activities?
You know, talking with some of the educators, teachers, even parents right now, I think there is a strong possibility that many schools may not return for this calendar school year. We might have to wait until September. A story that we reported on the morning news today was that many high schoolers, and seniors are concerned that their graduations are going to be canceled, that they're not going to be able to walk to get their diploma. Again, this is a little bit of fortune telling, and I don't know if any of us can predict the future, but I do think that right now the focus is let's stop this before it continues to spread, and what that exactly means and how that, you know, for sure times out. I don't know if anybody can predict that right now, but I think it's at least a possibility that we have to consider. And the other thing I keep hearing from parents that are writing into us, A, kudos to all of our teachers, right? For so many parents now that have their kids at home and have to, you know, teach online essentially and be the, you know, educators. Gosh, if this does not make you appreciate what our teachers sacrifice every single day to make sure our children have the education, I don't know what will. So shout out to all the teachers and all the moms and dads, really, John, if you think about it, that are stepping in and trying to just keep things normal for their kids and their families and keep life running as routine, as normal as possible, which seems like a pretty good, big deal right now considering the circumstances, right?
Yeah, as a dad who just had to go to Best Buy and take his daughter and go get Chromebook and help her get it.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm in that group, Alicia.
You can appreciate it. Yeah, yes.
I'm right there on the front lines of all of that. I know how difficult
it is. Pay those teachers whatever they want. Good grief. Get it done sooner.
CBS 46 anchor and reporter Alicia Roberts joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. All right, let's lighten the mood just a little bit. I know you've done a lot of work with the Braves, with the Falcons. We were just talking off air for a minute. I mean, you know, when it's one thing, you know, maybe for restaurants and bars and things like that to close, but you think about all of the things about springtime, and just let's even localize it. We were going to have the Final Four here, the Masters tournament,
sure.
You know, even getting into first part of May, the Kentucky Derby, the most popular horse racing event in America. Obviously, baseball. We don't really have a great grasp. I mean, they say at least mid, you know, to late May, based upon CDC right. recommendations. I mean, you know, it's like when it is kind of funny when you see sports really just kind of shutting everything down. Maybe that's kind of like the eye opener for everybody. But okay, if everything like that is willing to shut down, considering the billions of dollars involved in it, maybe we could shut ourselves down for a couple of weeks.
Potentially, right? And you mentioned it. I've worked for the Braves. I've worked for the Falcons, that is. I've worked for the Tampa Bay Rays and the Chicago White Sox. And I always took those roles very seriously because in my mind, that was a chance for a family to escape for a few hours, right? They'd go to a baseball game, let's just say. And for those 3 hours, that was their chance to forget about whatever else might be going on at home, at work, and just be with their friends, be with their family, and just enjoy a game. And now more than ever, it seems like if ever there was a time for sports, now would be it. And unfortunately, we don't have it. And yeah, you think about the gravity of that and what that means and some of the traditions that we're going to miss out on this year. And you realize just how big all of this is and how much it really impacts. I was saying to you off air, you know, I really, and forgive this, but, you know, maybe, but, you know, being a sports person here, I really knew this situation was getting, you know, to the extent where they were just shutting down everything when you saw the cancellation of March Madness. And you think of what that means to the sport globally, from a financial side, from a player side, from a fan side. You know, you mentioned the city of Atlanta having a part of that. When you realize that they're not taking any chances, they're shutting down massive tournaments like March Madness, then you realize this is really that serious and they can't take any chances.
Well, last thing for you, Alicia, let's put you on the spot a little bit here. Baseball yes. will be back at some point. So is this the Braves year? I mean, this feels like a team that can absolutely get to the World Series and win this thing this year.
Yeah, you hope so. And, you know, I was in Tampa Bay broadcasting for the Tampa Bay Rays when they went from worst to first in 2008. Mm-hmm. One of the many reasons I love sports is that anything is possible. And I think the Braves have an outstanding chance. Obviously, they've got some things that they can improve upon from last year that we saw. Pitching would be one of those. You know, we got to deepen things a bit. But yeah, absolutely. Anything can happen on any day. And I think the Braves are a team that is ripe for the postseason and hopefully make it all the way.
Well, we always say sports is the greatest reality TV show that is out there. So follow her follow her on Twitter. Keep up with all the latest developments around town. She is at A Roberts CBS 46. Alicia Roberts joined us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Really appreciate the time, Alicia. Thanks for being a part of the show tonight and putting some good information out for the folks. And we definitely want to stay in touch with you and keep updated about what's happening around town.
Yeah. Everybody stay well, take care of yourselves. That's the number one thing we can control right now, is just taking care of ourselves, you know, getting some rest, getting some vitamins, maybe go take a walk, get some fresh air, and we will get through this.
You got it. Appreciate it, Leisha. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Bye now.
You got it. John Chuckery here. We'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the John Chuckery Show, hanging out with you on a Thursday night. Don't forget our radio.com app. Keep that handy. Put that on your device to make sure that you keep up to speed with us and everything that's going on. You can listen back to anything over the past 24 hours in real time on it. 404-741-0929. That is the phone line. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to be a part of the show. Give us a follow on social media. I'm at JMCH316, at JMCH316. He is at Jarvis D90. We've got a Falcon flyover coming up at the top of the hour as well. We'll also hear, too, by the way, Hayden Hurst joined as he's making the media rounds today with the trade becoming official. He was on with Dukes and Bell earlier today, so good stuff there for the Falcons' newest weapon. So still lots of news going on with the Atlanta Falcons, obviously. And, you know, there was a before we get to what's bugging Chuckery, because this will kind of tie in, but did you see that there was a rumor about Julio Jones being traded to the Eagles? And the guy who put it out there, oh, man, I bet you I'm not going to be able to find, because it was on my it was on my timeline. Let's see here. It was some guy like Leroy in I'll have to look this up, because it is one of those things where you just looked at it and you shaked your head and said, really, that this is where we're at with it. The Twitter handle was NFL Insider Leroy. His Twitter handle is at Leroy Insider. Literally, that's his Twitter handle. Now, here's the funny part about this. I have no idea who this guy is. He follows one person, and he has 97,600 followers, Jarvis. NFL Insider Leroy. Says here, he said a tweet, hearing Eagles and Falcons have been in talks regarding a trade that could send Julio Jones to Philly. Julie Ertz's husband's name has been mentioned in the potential deal, Wolf Wolf. Then he tweeted out, sources with direct knowledge of the situation have told me the trade is off the table. Hashtag credibility. Hashtag journalistic integrity. Hashtag bark. You know, they should shut his Twitter down for being that stupid. There should be a stupidity rule for being that stupid on something like that. So, yeah, that's what you get. And that would make a lot of sense, right? Let's trade our best player when we're trying to load up to go win the Super Bowl, right? I'm sure Thomas and Dan would love the idea of, Julio Jones being traded. Perfect time. Let's trade him right now, right? I'm sure Matt and Dan and Thomas, you know, fighting for their job. Yeah. Trade him to Philadelphia in the NFC to really make sure that our stead is even better. By the way, trading him for Zach Ertz after they just gave up a second-round pick to get a starting tight end. That's the internet for you. That guy's got 97,000 followers, too. NFL Insider Leroy or whatever. Okay. All right. Well, if that wasn't a What's Bugging Chuckery, let's go ahead and get to the real one.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
By the way, did you see the stat about the running back class of Todd Gurley's running back class? Every running back drafted or something in 2015 is no longer with their first team that drafted him. Yeah, there's a weird stat about that that's out there. I was like, wow, that's pretty crazy. So, all right. Obviously, we know that everybody has been preaching about self-quarantining, social distancing. Hell, every single day, it's, you know, the trending hashtags of the entire planet Earth, right? Self-quarantine, social distance, right? All that stuff, right? But it certainly hasn't slowed down spring breakers in Florida. Now, I understand that young people are not nearly as susceptible to, you know, being devastated by this particular virus, right? I mean, they can certainly get it, but the symptoms and the things like that aren't nearly what they would be for, you know, for a 25-year-old versus a 65-year-old or 75-year-old, two totally different brackets and all that. And it hasn't slowed down. You've seen the people on Twitter, you know, the guy that talked about, man, I don't care about no corona and all that. You've seen all those guys, you know, on there. But here's the crazy part is that, and it took, thank goodness that some of the local cooler heads prevailed out there. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida had refused to close down any of the beaches in Florida for spring break, even though CDC, World Health Organization said, you don't need to be doing this. You don't need to have more than 10 people, this, that, and the other, right? Like, there's been zero mystery about what you should do. And the governor looked at it and said, quote, he said, it's not uniform throughout the state that you're seeing massive crowds at beaches. Okay? Now, that's probably true. I'm sure if you get into the Sarasota Clearwater area of Florida, where the average age of people that live there is 80 to dead, okay, I'm sure there are. But unfortunately, in places where people like to go, aka Fort Lauderdale and Miami, at least the mayors of those towns had some sense. Because the mayors of each of those towns issued orders to close out their beaches this past weekend. Also, two public beaches in Tampa are closed. Naples, which, by the way, is like the, I believe it is the wealthiest income zip code in the United States of America. I think the average income, you know, because that's where guys like Rush Limbaugh live, okay? I know Bortz has a place down there. Neil Bortz has a place down there. So you got high dollar down there. Like one of the wealthiest zip codes in the country. They were going to close their beaches until March 30th. Mayor Carlos Jimenez, I'm assuming, G-I-M-E-N-E-Z, announced on Wednesday that parks, non-essential retail, private educational facilities, casinos, and other recreational entertainment activities are also ordered closed, along with the public beaches. On the state's Gulf Coast, beaches in Lee County will also close, according to county officials. So Fort Myer, Sanibel, my folks live, I shouldn't say they live, but they have a place down in Fort Myers. They split between Ohio and Fort Myers. But those are beautiful beaches. Those are popular areas. Fort Myers, Sanibel, that whole area is beautiful and got some great beaches out there. But you have to do this right now. Whether we like it or don't like it, and trust me, I've got plenty of opinions about whether I like it or don't like it. Do I think we're overreacting as a country? Yes. Do I understand what we're trying to do? Yes. I think there's arguments on both sides, you know, that we get from one extreme to the other. But how can you sit there and leave the beaches open? I get Florida is all about tourism. You know, that's why they didn't want the, you know, oil rigging wells, you know, off the coasts and beaches and stuff like that, because, and the natural gas and all that, because they could see everything. I get it. They're all about tourism in that state. You know, no state income tax. You know, I get it. I understand. But you have to have some common sense and good judgment here. I understand a lot of money pours in, and it's flooding in, obviously, and people want to blow off steam. But cooler heads have to prevail. And that's leadership. I mean, that's leadership where it's at. So at least the mayors of those towns, because here's the reality. The governor ain't feeling the effects of all that. It's the mayors of those towns that is, you know, it's like the guy that didn't shut down the beaches in Jaws. We want to let everybody know that everybody's having a great time out here as the shark is eating people. As the there's been no reports of sharks or anything as the shark is eating people. I mean, you have to have a little bit of common sense and good judgment when you get into these kinds of situations. I understand. Is there some overreaction? Yes, I'm with you on some of that. But there are just certain things, because it's not just about the 25-year-olds. It's about when they get in contact with the 55 and the 65 and the 75-year-olds, which some of them have families, some of them have grandparents. there are more than just 25-year-olds that live in these Florida communities. Like I said, you know, even Fort Myers is a little bit older community in some ways. It's not as youthful as a community. And there is a college in Fort Myers, by the way. So, you know, it's not like they don't have beach access. But just, unfortunately, in these times, you have to err on the side of caution when everybody has got the spotlight on you. So, bad for Governor Ron DeSantis, good for the mayors of Fort Lauderdale and Miami for at least somebody having a little bit of sense in all of this. And that's what's bugging Chuckery. 404-741-0929. That is the phone line. That is also the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. So keep up your social distancing and your self-quarantining and everything else. Because I know one thing, nobody's letting us kind of self-quarantine right now. I could use a little self-quarantining right now. I could use about a two-day nap. Like Rip Van Winkle, fall asleep, you know, late on a Wednesday night, wake up about Friday morning. Be fine with me. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we will get into a Falcons flyover with you, including Desmond Trufant headed to a new team. Talk about all that next. Chuck Green, the Key Studios on Sports Radio, 910 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.